We all know the timeless BMW tagline, the ultimate driving machine. But do you know which client was the antidote to civilization? Who runs the tightest ship in the shipping business? And who is steadfast in a world of wavering standards? A brilliant tagline built from weeks of immersion into the client, what they do, and why they do it, that reveals the human insight will last forever. Exploiting the research-intuition connection is one of Martin Puris's special talents, and we'll explore that in Episode 3 of Purely Puris. Hello, I'm Professor Neil Feinstein, and welcome to this special series from Conversations with the Creators. Amorati and Puris was the dark horse agency that just won the BMW business, their first major client, and that was the beginning of the agency's meteoric rise. Clients wanted an agency that could, in copywriter David Fowler's words, take rational information and turn it into something truly persuasive and emotional. This was a time when long copy was king, and Martin was first and foremost a copywriter. His motto was, according to another Amorati and Puris copywriter, Joe O'Neill, was why use a one-syllable word when you could use a three-syllable word? As president, chief copywriter, and new business guru, Martin was wearing three hats at the startup that had just won a European car account that would change automobile advertising forever.
Pan Am's line before we got it was the world's most experienced airline, something, right? It didn't mean a lot. Because one thing, I don't like flying especially. I'm a nervous flyer. We did a campaign. We used fairly famous people talking about how they didn't like flying.
Amorati and Puris started winning business. They were small and they had a reputation. They also had a unique business philosophy. First, Martin believed that the American consumer is smart and that you should underestimate them at your own peril. One client was Club Med, a European company with beach resort vacations. With Martin, it seems winning the pitch always came down to the last-minute burst of insight.
It was days before we're due to present, and it is about 11:30 at night, and it was like a light bulb went off in my head. And there were like a bunch of people still there because we were still trying to figure out what to do. And I said, I've got it. What makes you crazy 52 weeks a year? Stuff like newspapers, television, better tables, bigger rooms, all those stuff. Those are the things that make you want a vacation for 2 weeks away from all that crap. It's the antidote for civilization.
The Club Med vacation, the antidote to civilization. Just count the syllables. Yet, every single syllable makes the tagline memorable. It's my favorite tagline ever, and the ads were poetry. Copywriter Joe O'Neill had written a TV spot, and Martin had one little copy tweak that made the spot iconic.
The one example of his supervision and how light his touch was, but how meaningful his changes could be under the banner of the antidote for civilization. And in the commercial, you have scenes, beautiful scenes of these lovely looking people who are, a woman is lying on a windsurfing board. A man is propped up against colorful skis and so on. So I wrote the script and it says, you know, at Club Med, you can water ski, windsurf, snorkel, or sail. At Club Med, you can do everything. You can exercise everything, including your right not to exercise. And I read it to Martin, and he says, anything. I said, what? He said, you can exercise everything, including your right not to exercise anything. He added one word to the script, the last word of the script, and it gave it this improved symmetry and balance, and it wound up winning best 30-second commercial at the One Show.
Martin and his team could burnish any brand, no matter what the category, even package shipping. UPS was a client for 19 years. Martin considers UPS one of his best clients. Here's some UPS history.
They started off in, I think, Philadelphia, delivering packages for a department store on bicycles. And they painted the bicycles brown and gold because that was considered classy department store look. And then, of course, they evolved to cars and trucks and all the stuff that UPS does. And they still are the best in the business.
How do you win a client like this? And how exactly do you differentiate them in a meaningful way? Martin breaks it down here.
They hadn't advertised before, and it was, and then they became a big advertiser, but they were a great client. They were smart, they were honest, they listened, they pay their bills, you know, all that stuff.
Of course, Martin and his team did the hard work, the research, and uncovered insights that sparked a big idea.
They measure seats, how quickly a driver can get out of a seat. They literally measure the angle of the seat, and they have those seats made so that it's easy for a driver to get in. Insane stuff that you would never imagine. But they're fiercely loyal. You probably have the same UPS delivery guy for 10, 15, 20 years. That's because they retire with a lot of money, so they're not leaving anywhere. FedEx is a different guy every week who doesn't know your address, even though FedEx has been delivering there for, you know, 25 years.
Hence the tagline, UPS runs the tightest ship in the shipping business. And they brought all the reasons to believe into the advertising in a compelling way. This ad says,
at UPS, we wash our planes so often, our competitors think we're obsessive. But keeping our planes clean reduces wind drag, which saves us thousands of tons of jet fuel each year. And it's obsessiveness like this that lets us deliver next day air usually for half what other companies charge. Besides, we happen to like our planes clean. UPS, we run the tightest ship in the shipping business.
The same level of scrutiny went into another brilliant tagline for Waterford Crystal. Here's a glimpse of Martin's brain at work.
We had Waterford Crystal, which is a throwback to the 18th century. And it's literally, you know, hand-cut glass, and they started to get competition from Japanese companies. So the difference between hand-blown glass and manufactured glass are imperfections. There's no piece of Waterford that's exactly like another piece because they're all hand-cut. And the Japanese build imperfections into their manufactured glasses. But it still isn't the same. And it's kind of imperceptible. It's just something you feel when you look at it. Some of it's the weight, some of it's, you know, whatever. And the line we did for him is steadfast in a world of wavering standards, which I thought was a great line. And they still use it, by the way.
Martin and Ralph had a two-pronged business strategy. First, they only wanted high-caliber clients, no pizza shops or real estate agents. They felt top-tier clients would attract other top-tier clients. Also, there were no second-class citizens at Amirati and Purus. Unlike other agencies where the creatives were top of the heap and everybody else was window dressing, everyone who worked at Amirati and Purus was smart, account, media, research. They all added value. Helene Spivak, who worked for Martin and Ralph at Alley and spent 10 years at Amirati and Purus, puts it this way.
It was like another world. It was so elegant, and everybody was dressed like grown-ups. Nobody was, you know, it's not like the creative department where you're wearing jeans. There was an elegance to Ralph and Martin, and there was an elegance to the agency. And I swear everybody there was smart. There was not a clinker there, because if there was a clinker, they didn't fit in. They weren't comfortable. It was the smartest place I had ever worked. And Martin and Ralph were the reason.
Hiring the right talent and nurturing creativity are the biggest challenges for any agency. Martin and Ralph figured it out. Like Waterford Crystal, they were unwavering in their standards, not just for staff, but also for clients. In our next episode, you'll hear how Martin would fire clients. They ultimately fired BMW after 20 years. You'll also hear the story of the client that Martin told to go off. Purely Purist is sponsored by St. John's Graduate Program in Integrated Advertising Communications, a special podcast series from Conversations with the Creators. Thanks to our producer, Matt Stankiewicz, writer Nikita Corbelli, and marketing support from Miriam Prevar. Special thanks to Dean Luca Yandoli, and special guests Steve Varela, Helene Spivak, Joe O'Neill, David Fowler, and, of course, behind-the-scenes input from Martin's silent advertising partner, Ralph Amirati. I'm Professor Neil Feinstein, and I urge you to keep on ideating.